Weekly News, I'm Ben Thomas. Vice President Kamala Harris trying to blunt controversy over something President Biden said last night. Sagar Magani explains.
The president criticized a recent Donald Trump rally where a comedian described Puerto Rico as an island of garbage. The president said, "The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters." He and the White House rushed to explain he was talking about the rhetoric itself, not Trump's backers. But Trump seized on it, remembering Hillary Clinton bashing half his backers 8 years ago.
She said deplorable, that didn't work out. Garbage, I think, is worse, right?
This morning.
I strongly disagree with any criticism of people based on who they vote for.
Harris says once elected,
I will represent all Americans, including those who don't vote for me.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says North Korean troops in Russia are on the move.
The evidence now suggests that North Korea has sent around 10,000 soldiers to train in eastern Russia. And some of these DPRK troops have already moved closer to Ukraine. And we're seeing them outfitted with Russian uniforms and provided with Russian equipment.
Austin calls it a dangerous and destabilizing development. Meantime, Russia and Ukraine exchanged more drone strikes that left at least 4 dead and dozens injured in Ukraine. Israeli airstrikes pounded Lebanon's eastern city of Baalbek hours after the Israeli army issued an evacuation warning. At the UN, the chair of its inquiry on the occupied Palestinian territory, Navi Pillay, says war crimes aren't being committed.
Palestinian detainees were subjected to persistent mistreatment by Israeli authorities amounting to torture.
By both sides.
Israeli and foreign hostages have been intentionally mistreated by Palestinian armed groups in captivity.
This is AP News. The Dodgers on the brink of a World Series championship tonight, which is exactly what I said last night. Tom Merriam on how the Yankees forced Game 5.
The Yankees kept their championship hopes alive by beating the Dodgers 11-4 in Game 4. The Dodgers jumped out to a quick 2-0 lead. As for the second straight game, Freddie Freeman hit a 2-run homer off Luis Gil. But this time, Aaron Boone's team battled back. Anthony Volpe hit a grand slam homer in the third off Daniel Hudson to give New York a 5-2 lead.
I think I pretty much blacked out as soon as I saw it go over the fence, but no, we just want to keep putting pressure on them, and I think everyone had confidence in everyone in the lineup that someone was going to get the big hit.
Los Angeles did creep to within 5-4 in the fifth, but Austin Wells gave the Yanks a 6-4 lead with a homer in the sixth. New York then broke it open with a 5-run eighth inning. The Yankee bullpen threw 4 2/3 scoreless innings, with Clay Holmes getting the win. Game 5 Wednesday. Tom Merriam, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.